What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time for us to take our Friday morning look, our last look for this week. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. According to the epidemiological report of the Ministry of Health this Thursday, in the last 24 hours, 3 deaths were reported due to COVID-19. With these new deaths in the country, there is a cumulative total of 8,335 deaths for a lethality percentage of 0.9. In Panama, according to the report, there were 2,130 new cases. 10,815 tests were applied, returning a positivity of 19.7%, while the active cases are 16,758 throughout the country. Of the active cases, a total of 16,527 are in isolation, and there are 231 hospitalized. Now, those who are in isolation are divided into 6,511 in their residences and 16 in the so-called hospital hotels. Meanwhile, those hospitalized, we have 193 patients in the wards, and we have 38 patients in the intensive care units. According to the latest vaccination report from the Ministry of Health, 51.5% of the population over 16 years of age already have the first booster dose, that is the third dose, against COVID-19. Panama began the vaccination process against the new coronavirus back in January of 2021, and to date the expanded program of immunization of the ministry registers 8,361,377 doses administered. Of that amount, 3,482,854 correspond to first doses, 3,114,178 are second doses, and 1,617,688 are the first reinforcement doses. The report details that coverage in the population over 5 years of age is 87.7% with a first dose, while 78.5% with a second dose. Coverage with the first booster dose from the age of 16 is 51.5%, is reflected in a statement from the entity. Now, regarding the vaccination of the population from 5 to 11 years of age, it is specified that 434,687 pediatric doses have been placed. On that figure, 280,175 are first doses for a coverage of 87.7%. Last Monday, the 20th of June, the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, confirmed that in Panama, the application of anti-COVID doses in children from 6 months of age is being evaluated. This comes after the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, authorized Pfizer and Moderna's COVID-19 vaccines for children between 6 months and 5 years of age last Saturday. In the 2021 annual report of the Office of the Special Rapporteur for Freedom of Expression of the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, the IACHR, it was highlighted that journalists' work was hampered in Panama and judicial mechanisms were activated against journalists. Although the report highlighted that the country guarantees the right to freedom of expression to a large extent in 2021, the Office of the Special Rapporteur received reports of threats to the media and to journalists. Another point that appears in the report is that there were indications of stigmatization against the press by the Panamanian public leaders. The Office of the Rapporteur also received reports of various attacks and intimidations against journalists for exercising their profession, especially against those who were being investigated in corruption cases. On the other hand, the entry into force of the new law of the protection of personal data and its regulations represents, quote, an important instrument for the protection of privacy and freedom of expression in the digital sphere, unquote. However, the rapporteurship stated that it is vital that the Panamanian state continue to carefully observe its application so it does not become a restrictive instrument for access to information of public interest, especially when considering complaints from civil society organizations about the alleged lack of transparency during the COVID-19 pandemic. The Ministry of the Environment, Mi Ambiente, reported on Thursday that a technical commission selected the shortlist that will be presented to the executive for the appointment of the director and deputy director of the Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology of Panama, the IMHP. In a statement from Mi Ambiente, it is detailed that the commission delivered to the head of the entity and president of the board of directors of the institute, this is Milciades Concepcion, the short list for both positions. It was reported that the technical commission authorized by the board of directors evaluated the list and conducted the respective interviews with the applicants, and from then chose the candidates that make up each list. Mi Ambiente did not advise the names of the applicants, but it specifies that both the shortlist for director and for a deputy director include two men and one woman. It is important to highlight that this appointment by the executive is for 7 years. The phase to present the resumes closed on the 25th of May, and a total of 12 applicants were presented for the position. 5 presented the documentation for both positions. According to what is established in the internal regulations, when the short lists are defined, the final list of candidates will be delivered to the Presidency of the Republic by Minister Concepcion as President of the IMHP Board of Directors. The IMHP was created by Law 209 of April 22 of 2021 and should start operating at the beginning of July. Its mission will be aimed at defining strategies, action plans and preventative measures that help reduce the impact of natural events at the national level. To begin with, the IMHP will operate with the personnel and equipment of the Hydrometeorology Directorate of the Electricity Transmission Company, SA. The commercial movement of the Cologne Free Zone continues to grow month by month, moving away from the 20% drop reported at the commercial complex in 2020 due to the mobility restrictions implemented due to the respiratory pandemic of coronavirus. In the first 4 months of the year, the free zone reached $6,798 million, exceeding by 13.5% the $5,988 reported in the first quarter of 2019. Between January and April, imports totaled $3,314 million, while re-exports closed at $3,484 million. The data indicates that the free zone was not affected by the confinement decreed in the city of Shanghai due to the increase in positive cases of COVID-19. Entrepreneurs from the free zone explain that during the first 6 months of the year, the free zone operates in the low season, while the season with the greatest commercial movement starts from the 7th month, when businesses buy and sell merchandise for the end of the year season. China is the main supplier of the second largest free zone in the world, with approximately 46% of the activity, followed by the European Union with 11%, Singapore with 6%, and the United States with 5.9%. On the other hand, Venezuela in recent months has become the main destination of merchandise leaving the free zone, with more than 8.6%, followed by Costa Rica, which received 7.8%, Colombia 7.2%, and Chile with 6.1%. Panama keeps part of this merchandise, and 7.3% is sold locally. In 2021, imports and re-exports totaled $18,640 million, which meant a drop of 0.9% compared to 2019, but represented an increase of 29% against the movement of 2020. The sale of electronic, pharmaceutical, chemical, perfumery and cosmetics, clothing in general, common metals and alcoholic beverages remain among the main drivers of growth in the free zone. Economist Felipe Chapman said on Wednesday that the country's permanence on discriminatory lists is going to affect everybody. He pointed out that it will be increasingly difficult for high-quality companies to make investments and create jobs in a country, and, failing that, lower-level companies will arrive that will demand high returns on their capital and, consequently, will charge high prices. They will not have problems submitting to corruption, and they will not have a good work culture. Is that what we want as a country? Asked the economist. This June, in the last evaluation of Panama, the Financial Action Task Force, the FATF, warned the country that if it does not achieve a sufficient level of progress in the action plan to address deficiencies in money laundering prevention, it would call on all members to apply enhanced due diligence measures in business relationships and transactions with Panama. Chapman made these comments at the headquarters of the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, where the All Panama Movement reported its activities since its creation and announced that it will continue to operate with a new approach. The All Panama Movement was formed in August of 2020 as a response from a group of individual companies and organizations to the needs arising from the pandemic. The movement has also implemented education and awareness campaigns on the care and prevention of the virus, in addition to implementing home care and contract tracing programs. Through the home care program, support was provided to 16,979 patients, estimating savings for the Panamanian health system of more than $8.3 million. In the same way, it promoted the vaccination campaign and the face-to-face return to schools. All of Panama reported that the board of directors and the advisory members have decided to keep the organization active, which will have economic and social development as its main lines of action, including initiatives focused on health, education and employability, and institutional strengthening and good governance, which includes initiatives focused on public leadership and community leadership and institutional incubation. The Ministry of the Environment highlighted on Thursday afternoon that officials from the metropolitan region will investigate the fuel spill off Perico Island in Amador. The investigation in this case began after a citizen's complaint. Subsequently, the staff of the metropolitan region will present the technical report to define the responsibilities of the case. And on the other hand, the personnel from the Panama Maritime Authority, the AMP, carried out the cleaning of the area affected by the fuel spill. And that's it. There we go. That's our look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.